During this Lenten season, we have been reflecting on some of the most important covenants in the Old Testament. You'll remember on the first Sunday of Lent, we reflected on the covenant God made with Noah, and we discovered that Jesus is the new Noah who saves his people through the waters of baptism in the Ark of the Church. And we were inspired to see so many people getting on board the Ark of the Catholic Church this Easter through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation. Last Sunday, you know, we reflected on the covenant God made with Abraham. And when we look at that covenant of Abraham and Isaac, we think of God the Father who loved us so much that he was willing to sacrifice his own beloved son. We were especially inspired by Abraham's faith. Abraham was the first person in the Bible to have faith that God could raise someone from the dead. And this inspires us to have faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and to believe in life after death. So this Sunday, we're going to take a look at the covenant God made with Moses. And I suspect that by now you've learned the secret to reading the Old Testament. How does the story foreshadow, prefigure, and represent the life of Jesus? So, how does the life of Moses foreshadow Jesus? I've discovered seven ways that the life of Moses foreshadows, prefigures, and represents the life of Jesus. Here they are. At the birth of Moses, Pharaoh tried to kill him by ordering the death of all the innocent babies under 2 years old. And at the birth of Jesus, Herod tried to kill him by ordering the death of all innocent babies under 2 years old. Moses freed his people from bondage and slavery to Pharaoh and led them to the promised land. Jesus frees his people from the bondage and slavery to Satan and leads them to the promised land of heaven. Moses fasted on Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights before receiving the two stone tablets. And Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert before giving us the new law of the gospel. Moses fed his people with manna in the desert. The bread rained down from heaven. And Jesus says, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven." And he feeds us with his own body and blood. Moses struck the rock in the desert and water gushed out. And the Israelites drank water from the side of the rock. Just like the Roman soldier who struck the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the side, and not only did water come gushing out, but also blood. And we drink our Lord's precious blood from his wounded side. When the people were bit by poisonous snakes, Moses lifted up a bronze serpent on a pole so that when all the people looked at it, they lived. And when the people were bitten by the poison of sin, Jesus lifted himself up on a pole so that when we look at him on the cross, we can live. Moses gave us the old law on Mount Sinai. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, honor your father and your mother, keep holy the Sabbath, and no false gods. And Jesus gave us the new law. On the mountain of the Beatitudes, he says, "You've heard the commandment, you shall not murder. You've heard the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. You've heard the commandment, you shall not bear false witness. You've heard the commandment, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You've heard the commandment, you shall love your countrymen and hate your enemy. But I say to you," and he gives us the new law. He raises the standard. not just external compliance to the law, but more than that, a conversion of interior attitudes. Now, I could go on and on and on and on. These are just seven that I came up with. St. John Chrysostom says that Jesus is the new Moses who gives us the new commandment. Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. I have one more connection for you between Moses and Jesus. You probably could get the rest of those seven, right? That was really easy. Sister Mary Hildegundis taught you very well in school, right? But here's one that I never thought of before. Maybe you haven't thought of it either. Before Moses died, he gave instructions that half of the 12 tribes of Israel had to shout out the blessings of the covenant on Mount Ebal, and half of the 12 tribes of Israel had to shout out the curses of the covenant on Mount Gerizim. So this is what's happening. Six of the 12 tribes of Israel are shouting out the blessings of the covenant from Mount Ebal. And on Mount Gerizim, the other six tribes are shouting out the curses of the covenant on Mount Gerizim. Mount Ebal, Mount Gerizim. The blessings and the curses. And then Moses says to the people, now, choose. What will you follow? The blessings that come with keeping God's commandments, or the curses that come from not keeping the commandments? Moses says, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin on you today, loving him and walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, statutes, and decrees, you will live and the Lord your God will bless you. If, however, you turn away your hearts and will not listen, but are led astray and adore and serve other gods, I tell you now that you will certainly die. Moses says, I set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Choose life that you and your descendants may live. Now, how does that relate to Jesus? Maybe you've never thought of this before. Before Jesus died on Mount Calvary, he shouted out the blessings of the covenant on the mountain of the Beatitudes. Remember that? Eight blessings of the covenant. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice. Blessed are the pure. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the persecuted. Eight blessings from the Mount of the Beatitudes. Now, Jesus also shouted out the curses of the covenant. You remember when he did that? It's probably not. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, he goes up what mountain? Mount Moriah. He goes up Mount Moriah, the temple mountain, and he shouts out seven curses of the covenant. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites. Seven times. And so Jesus is the new Moses. He shouts out from the mountain of Beatitudes the blessings of the covenant, and from Mount Moriah the curses of the covenant. And once again, Israel has to choose which path they will follow. The blessings of the covenant or the curses of the covenant? The blessings lead to life, and the curses lead to death. Keeping God's commandments leads to life. Disobeying God's commandments leads to death. And what will you choose?